Welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for being here. Today is a combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency study meeting, and we have an amended agenda here in front of you that's been properly noticed. Today is Tuesday, August 15th, 2023. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding City Council and our amazing staff. We appreciate each of you and all that you do. We are going to open tonight's meeting with an invocation by Councilmember Patrick Harris.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we have the opportunity to gather together. We're thankful for our city staff, our mayor, city manager, and all the others that diligently serve in our city and on our behalf. We're thankful for all the work that they've done to put together this meeting today. And please bless the City Council that they will receive the inspiration that they need to make the best decisions in behalf of this city. We're thankful for our residents and our businesses in our city, and everyone who comes into our city. And please bless all of them. And we say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Anybody have anything specific you'd like to bring up for our coordination? Appreciate you going to LPC yesterday. We are not sure what happened with the calendar. I think it goes back a little ways that we had a glitch in getting that on the calendar, but all of those will be on the calendar going forward. And as far as the league work and UEOC work, things like that, which all kind of one big thing that impact us and that we have, you know, a lot of conversations about that involve our city. Right now, we're waiting for all of the specific ideas to come out of the Unified Economic Opportunity Commission subcommittees on the 30th of this month. And then in September, there's going to be a lot that happens. And we'll have to take a lot of positions. And that's when we're going to start really weighing in on positions and votes. Maybe more so than we had several resolutions for approaches. And if you'd like to share any of those, you know, from yesterday, you're welcome to. But the meat of what we're going to be looking at, dealing with, and deciding our position on will start coming to light in September.
Question. We had 4 voting spots on LPC. Are we down to 3 now? Or do we still have 4?
We still have 4 right now because I'm still on the executive committee.
So that would be Dawn, you, Jason, and remember I stepped out.
Yeah.
So who, Gary was filling it. Who
is it Ryan or Dustin?
Ryan. So it's technically, Gary would vote in your place.
He's not here anymore.
Hold on. Gary would vote in your place, meaning you were always the person. Okay. Gary would just raise his hand and vote because they don't check.
Okay.
And so from that standpoint, we have not put anybody else on the LPC in your place. And so if there's another council member who wants to do that, I generally go, I'm happy to do that. Mayor and I have to talk. I'm not sure what they're doing with that other.
Yeah, actually, I appreciate that question.
Because my Mondays are just, I mean, I was going, but not
consistent. We talked about that we would fill in like Gary was, but we may as well, if it's just something we can't do, we may as well.
If it was another day of the week, it would be doable for
Mondays.
For real estate, it doesn't work.
Yeah. So, Mayor, have they decided on that other issue of the executive board?
What's being considered and what will be decided in September is whether or not there should be another seat added ex officio, so we don't have to change the constitution of the league, but adding an ex officio seat for the board member, for the ULCT member who represents the league on the Unified Economic Opportunity Commission. Because that right now is me.
You.
Except I'm rolling off the executive committee because I've been on it for 4 years. I'm done being president. My term as immediate past president is coming to a close. But as the board's and the league's representative on the UEOC, it stands to reason that having that person still participate in all those meetings and be at all of those things is important and valuable and bring back information, take back information. But there's not, I don't want to apply for a seat. And I found out I was nominated for a seat on the board.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I was like, what? I don't even know where that came from. I found out where it came from. But to keep serving, I don't think it's appropriate to take a seat that could belong to anybody else as a board member on the regular board from around the state. So anyway, that's the conversation. That'll be decided in September. But if it's decided that way, rather than change the Constitution to add another seat, I said I'm fine being ex officio, whatever. Because it's not about me. It's whoever represents us on the UEOC. Mm-hmm. And so we're waiting to hear about that.
in which case should we just have you vote on it? I mean, you'll be our LPC, the third voting member of LPC if you're ex officio, because ex officio doesn't have
a yeah. Vote. Yeah, I could still be on LPC, a voting member of LPC. Yeah.
Wouldn't
would you be through your position so we'd have four votes or just three votes of this?
Good question. We'll have to ask Tom because it's not all the way through yet. It's never existed. This is new, but we're working on it.
Okay, so I just was chatting with Mel about LPC and I'm like, I kind of actually.
Yeah, and we did know that and we've been covering that.
Yep. So but I knew with Gary shifting and Mel in, I'm like, there's a gray area. Yeah. So anyway, thank
you. It's a good question and it's going to remain to be seen as far as what's decided in September.
Okay.
For sure about creating that new seat. And again, it's not about me. It's not about saying, well, she's been on the executive committee for so long.
We've got
to keep her. No, it's because I represent us now on the UEOC, and that just stands to reason, whoever that is. It's just part of those meetings and conversations. So, thank you for that.
Yeah, you bet.
Anything else from yesterday that you wanted to share?
So, just to finish up, do you want me to vote in place until we work this out?
Yeah, while we still have four for sure, please. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally hate to see us lose a vote. So.
So there, the discussions yesterday were very much as the mayor characterized as there's really no solid proposals yet to take positions on. But the league did put forward two resolutions. One on dignity and civility and local politics, and the other on maintaining local authority. And there was some discussion in the group about it. Some folks were worried that it was too bold. I was kind of thinking it was maybe not quite bold enough.
That's what I was thinking.
But anyway, they've got a couple of working groups that are wordsmithing.
Okay.
I think the local authority one is being wordsmithed. I think the other one is.
The other one's fairly solid. We had one representative in the board meeting yesterday say before LPC that they didn't like in one place that it said, all city councils across the state. Must adopt. There was a word. I don't think it was the word must. It was encouraged or something, but there was a word that they wanted dialed back a little.
Yeah. I remember that discussion too.
Yeah. So, anyway, that little wordsmithing, but the content of the rest of it, I don't think, is subject to change.
Oh, have a code of ethics.
I think it was the code of ethics.
And they suggested they moved away from the you have to have.
Yeah, because it was like I thought that was a little strong, but
yeah. So it's a good change, and that'll be changed. Yeah.
Anyway, those were the most important things I thought coming out of the meeting.
Thank you. Thanks. As you know, we have a conference coming up in September. It's going to be good. It's supposed to be good. We've got some good things planned. And yesterday, I was asked to present on Thursday at that conference. Wasatch Front Regional Council, Andrew always does a presentation, and we've got our updated Wasatch Choice Vision for a breakout. And so he asked if I'd like to give that presentation, and I said, I'd be happy to team up with you, as an example of how we work as cities and communities together with the professional planning staff at WFRC, and happy to present it that way. So I said, okay, we'll see.
Just so you know, remember at the conference in the spring in St. George, we had three different employees make presentations. Mm-hmm. At the fall conference, we will also be having employees make multiple presentations. Sergeant G from our police department will be making a presentation on drones and drone usage in cities. And Don and his team will be making presentation related to strategic budgeting and priorities. So, again, our city's been selected to give multiple presentations on the best way to get things done.
That's awesome.
It's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing.
When they were talking about the dignity and civility in local politics, I thought, well, just
do it like South Jordan.
Right.
Could be a short resolution.
Right.
Like an 8 to 5, 6th, 7th, and 8th, right, of September?
Something like that.
8, 9, and 10.
It's that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday after Labor Day. So I think it's the 7th, 8th, somewhere around
6, 7, 8.
Yep. 6, 7, 8.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, okay. She'll confirm with Mel. She'll make sure that your registrations are made.
Okay. Anybody have anything else to coordinate? All right. We will move on, and I'm going to ask for a motion to recess this City Council study meeting and move us into executive closed session for the discussion of character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right.
We didn't vote, Mayor.
Oh, sorry. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, welcome back to our regular council study meeting. I'm going to ask if there's a motion to move us to the Redevelopment Agency meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, welcome to the Redevelopment Agency meeting for the City of South Jordan. I am going to ask for a motion to close this meeting for an executive closed session for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
And economic development as we did last meeting.
Okay, it's okay to call that. Okay, and economic development.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Marler and a second by Mr. Shelton. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Wait just a second.